Chapter 4: How is human learning different from the learning of lower animals? Are there any similarities? How does it compare to chimpanzee learning? What is distinctly human? How is human learning different from the learning of lower animals? Human learning usually involves symbolic representations of objects, processes, and actions associated with entities. These representations are in the form of written and spoken language, as well as mathematical notation. Graphics such as drawings and photographs are also major factors used in human learning. Modern man also has methods of recording both symbolic and non-symbolic information electronically. All of the above allows humans to pass on what was learned to other generations. None of the above are present in animals to any significant degree. With a few very minor exceptions, animals do not have the capability of using symbolic methods to transmit information, and they have no means of storing data on external media. One of the minor exceptions is monkeys can learn sign language and can learn to press buttons with symbols representing food, water, etc. The above are under laboratory conditions. Porpoises in the natural environment might have some type of language, which has not been unraveled. Bees have a method of communicating to other bees the location of nectar. This method can be thought of as a type of sign language, and it involves a series of dance-like movements. However, the bee's language is believed to be the result of instinct, not learning. Most animals appear to have inborn responses, called instincts. Some of these responses are quite complicated, such as a bird building a nest. However, if the assumptions of scientists are correct, this behavior is not related to any type of learning. Humans do not appear to have any true instincts. The sucking response of infants might be an exception. Thus, humans must learn all the information they need for survival. The superior ability of human beings to learn and store information on external media more than compensates for the lack of inborn information. Are there any similarities between human learning and animal learning? Both animals and humans can learn from experience. Instrumental conditioning provides ample evidence that animals learn from experience. In the natural environment, this type of learning is essential for survival. Animals learn from experience that certain foods will make them sick and other types of food are safe to eat. Learning from experience often involves trial and error learning in animals, and this is also true to some extent with human beings. Animals try a tiny quantity of a new food and note its smell and taste or color for certain species of birds. If they get sick, they associate the smell and taste or color of that food with discomfort and no longer consume that food. If they do not get sick, they try more of the food. Humans respond in similar ways to food, but this would probably be more apparent in a natural environment. In general, trial and error learning is a major learning method of both humans and animals. We partly learned how to interact with others by trial and error. Some species of animals learn their relative power position in relation to other animals by a trial and error process. That is, they challenge each other in a battle. Most people who have mastered the operation of a computer partly learned how to operate it by trial and error. For humans, certain tasks are learned easier by trial and error, but with humans and some higher animals there is generally other types of learning involved, such as insight learning. Humans and chimpanzees are capable of insightful learning. This type of learning can involve an understanding of relationships between factors of a problem and what actions to take to solve it. This type of learning is not seen to any significant degree in most animals, with the exception of the chimpanzee and perhaps a few other species. One of the types of learning that is seen in most animals and humans is cognitive learning. Cognitive learning is a rather general concept, and essentially all of the learning methods discussed above involve cognitive learning. Cognitive learning involves the attainment of bits of knowledge, which can be applied to a specific situation. The bits of information the animal learned can comprise a map of an area, such as seen in birds that can find their way home. This type of knowledge is called the cognitive map. In general, cognitive learning consists of bits of knowledge that indicate what actions will lead to a given result. The result could be finding the way to a nest or how to obtain food. What aspects of learning are distinctly human? As already stated, the aspects of learning that are distinctly human are the symbolic representation of information in terms of written and spoken language. Humans have many ways of storing information. Written language is just one method. Humans can store information with computer technology, videotape, photographic film, tape recordings, etc. And the point is that all of the above is used in human learning. Animals do not have any means of recording information on external media. The method of learning open to animals is experience from the environment. They can also pick up information from other animals in some cases. However, animals do not teach each other with the use of language. Put simply, animals cannot learn by reading or writing, and they cannot make use of spoken language in the learning process as human beings can.